When you translate the playful title, Gender Outlaw, into Mandarin, it comes out as the not-so-playful sex criminal. So my Chinese publisher, New Star Press, asked me for some other titles. I rummaged through my mind for familiar gender metaphors and hopped onto Skype with my translator, Lao Aiwan, who uses the pronouns they, them, and theirs. How about gender as a butterfly? I suggested. No, no, they said. This book of yours is a radical call to gender activism. To a Chinese reader, butterfly makes it seem like a fluffy children's book. But the butterfly metaphor is certainly in the right ballpark. I suggested gender is a cocoon, and they explained to me that, to a Chinese mind, the image of a cocoon conjures the panic that comes with claustrophobia. We both stared at each other blankly. Then, their face lit up. Gender is a caterpillar! It's perfect! Ah, was all I could think to say. Lao Aiwan explained that, to a Chinese reader, the caterpillar stage conjures the woolly worm, because that gets us back to playful. And so, if you want to buy this book in China, look for the title, Gender is a Woolly Worm. Just like you wanted Gender Outlaw to be playful, right, Kate? Just so. And between the two of us, we found a common language of gender. So, what's your language of gender? With whom do you talk about gender? Are there people who speak a language of gender that doesn't quite make sense to you? I wrote this book and got it published because there's been a shift, and this is a new edition of this book that says the shift is still going on some two decades later. Nowadays, I try to make it easier for people to ask questions. I tell people that I've never been hurt by an honest question, and that's true. In the first edition of this book, the word binary wasn't being used at all. Instead, I variously used two-gender and bipolar gender. But binary and non-binary are a good deal more helpful to understanding and parsing gender today. So I think it's important I define binary as I understand it. Imagine, please, a circle. Anything and everything about gender is inside that circle. Now, divide that circle with a vertical line so that you've got two equal parts. Anything and everything about gender is still inside the circle. Only now, it's got to fit on one side or another. And everything on one side has an opposite counterpart on the other side. Got it? For any aspect of gender to grow beyond its designed place on one side, it's got to encroach upon the space of the other side. In this way, every bit of growth on one side is seen as an attack on the other side. This is a binary system of culture. In form, a binary system is a battlefield. Now, if you introduce an element into the binary system that clearly does not belong on one side or the other, you shatter the binary into innumerable components. You've still got a circle, and that circle still includes anything and everything about gender. Only now, there are lots of binaries, men and women, girl and boy, butch and femme, lady and gentleman, and so on. And there are spectrums of gender in that circle. Any way you can imagine looking at gender can exist peacefully alongside every other way of looking at gender. The circle is no longer a binary. It's a dialectic. In form, a dialectic system is a playground. In need of a physical transition, we're gender outlaws. Today, trans men and trans women routinely tell me that they are not gender outlaws, and I agree. The idea of gender transitions from male to female and female to male has reached a tipping point. And so today's transgender men and women live well in accordance with the binary view of gender. They are not gender outlaws. If anything, they are gender in-laws, along with people who identify as cisgender. It's wonderful to see such a proliferation of non-binary gender identities and expressions these days. For the past quarter of a century, the voices of trans people have been rising in concert with the voices of more and more people who are writing their work based on what we have to say. I've taken as much care as I can to encourage questions in this book, especially questions about my conclusions. I hope that soon after this book is published, I'll have some more questions. Questions are the hard part.